Blackstone Audio presents Kiss of Death by Linda Palmer. Chapter 1. Betty Kraft, the assistant I shared with my co-executive producer, Tommy Zenos, burst into our office, waving a sheaf of papers. Her corona of gray curls bouncing like ping-pong balls, Betty exclaimed, "Morgan, what the hell did the writers do to Evan Duran?" I was busy revising the taping schedule of Love of My Life, the daytime drama for which I was also the head writer, because one of our actors had just shattered his right knee in a skateboarding accident. On Tommy's side of our antique English partner's desk, his plump fingers broke off a substantial piece of a Cadbury's fruit and nut bar and popped it into his mouth while he shuffled through photos of child actors. Puzzled, Tommy looked up at Betty. "Who's Evan Duran?" That name was vaguely familiar, but I couldn't quite place it. "Is there a problem?" I asked Betty. "You bet your Emmy." Betty was close enough for me to see that the pages she gripped were reports printed out from the network's Love of My Life chat room. "The soap channel's running old episodes," she said. "Some viewers noticed that the Evan Duran character went upstairs to take a nap 10 years ago and never came back down again." "It's not our fault," Tommy protested. "Morgan and I have only been with the show for 5 years."